And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today, I have Price City Council member Kathy Hannah-Smith here to talk about the Price City International Days. How are you, Kathy?
Good, Rochelle. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good. A big hurrah.
Oh, my goodness. It comes around so fast. And, you know, I've done this for years, but this will be my last planning of International Days. And it's been a fun year. It's come together. We've really nailed it, I think. We've got a great committee made up of staff members and volunteers. So I think it's a good agenda.
Yeah, I took a look at the schedule, and all I can say is, wow.
Yeah.
There is a lot. So tell us a little bit about what we can expect for the 3 days of International
Days.
You bet.
July 28th, 29th, and 30th of this year, of course. One of the new items we've got is the Declaration of Independence exhibit opening on Thursday that takes place at 3 p.m. upstairs of City Hall. The artist display is brought to us by Gary Prazen. We're excited to introduce that. We have international food concessions the night of the opening of International Day, sponsored by USU Eastern, and they'll be serving three different countries with options. So that's from 6 to 9:30. Then we have plein air artists that'll be on location that evening, painting at the Peace Gardens. And we'd like to just mention who our Grand Marshal is, Tony Basso. Citizen of the Year is Mark Hollyoak. Junior Grand Marshal is Quade Jones. And my awards, I have Chairman's Awards given to Megan Marshall, also the Price American Legion Post 3, and the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 2379. And then we come back with the Metro Music Club performing for us that evening. And then the fireworks sponsored by Auto Farm Price Auto Group, and you can sit right at the Peace Gardens and watch them off of Wood Hill. So this will be a fun evening to kick off the event.
And then what do we got going for Friday?
Friday, all the traditional things that we all become used to, but we have the plein air artists at Washington Park. Plein air, if you don't know, it's artists painting out in the open. They're painting landscapes, and we can just watch them and view them paint. We have a balloonist. A balloonist is, she'll come and do characters, you know, animals and free balloons, and they'll give those out to the kids for free. We have a carnival. It's back. So we're excited about that. And then we will also have International Desserts will be a vendor sponsored by USU Eastern. Dan and Jen's Bouncers will be there. Harley Davidson exhibit. The Rock Crawlers, we've got sponsored by the National Guard of Physical Challenge Activities and Heavy Equipment exhibit. We have a new auto, RV, and ATV sales expo for 2 days behind the College of Eastern Utah building across from Pioneer Park. Also sponsored by USU as Laser Tag, Ultimate Frisbee Golf, Bubble Ball and Big Screen video tournaments. And then we have the Burnout, and then we come back with a movie at Pioneer Park, Disney's Inside Out. Then Saturday, we come in with a new item, which is the Kids Derby, Kids Mobile Derby, sponsored by us, but Jim Bethel is the one that took the lead on that. Incredible man. So ages 7 to 10, you can register at 10 o'clock at right by Pioneer Park on 100 East and 600 North. And then the movie that evening is Under the Stars in the Park movie is Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Wow, that is a phenomenal and busy day. Now, can you give us an idea of what live entertainment we can expect?
Absolutely. The Metro Music Club, we talked about them earlier on Thursday evening. The Jeff Keel Band, we'll have a hypnotist right before Jeff Keel. Shadows of the Valley, it's a local band on Saturday. Rhythm Addicts on Saturday will close at 8 p.m. The Los Hermanos Band. And then, of course, you guys, Castle Country Radio, of course, So You Think You Can Sink on Saturday starting at 5:30.
That's right.
That's a hit.
That is a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last year was our first year, and it was phenomenal, and we had lots of people enjoy it, so we're doing it again this year. We're excited to be a part of International
Days. We're so glad to have you guys back again. Of course, you've been with us for years. You've just changed it up a little bit.
Yeah, we did.
That's fun.
It's fun for them to enjoy.
So if you have any questions about Price City's International Days, you can go to our website at www.pricecityutah.com.
And the committee that puts this on, I'll tell you what, they put in a lot of hard work on this. So go out, support this, be a part of it. Again, that's Price City International Days, July 28th, 29th, and 30th. Lots of fun stuff for everyone of all ages, so you don't want to miss it. So, Kathy, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just one little correction. We noticed this morning on Friday, we call it, it should be Ultimate Frisbee Golf, not Ultimate Golf. So just make that slight correction. And other than that, it's packed in, yeah.
We're good to go. Well, thank you so much for coming by and visiting us. I'm sure you'll come and see me before everything kicks off just to give one more invite and get people all excited about
it. I'll wait for you to call. Thank you.
All right. This has been a Castle Country FYI.